So I remember this conversation I had in high school with one of my classmates, where she desperately convinced me that vaccines cause autism. She has kids now. Welcome back to the Darius Native Podcast. Welcome back to episode 10 something, 10 something,
112, David.
112.
Episode 112. She got kids now, huh?
She got kids. Yes, she does. Bless
She
their
don't get
hearts.
mad. She don't get mad at me when I say only 5% of the world should reproduce. They'd be like, what about you? One, I don't want kids. Two, you don't think I also include myself when I say these outlandish things?
I'm not immune.
Think I'm the exception? Come on now.
You think I'm going to produce good kids?
That means what? You think I want them? You're like, dang. Some people are just too stupid.
I agree.
I feel like God knew that. But he wanted the world to keep going. So he just made having kids the simplest thing you can do. Because even breathing, like that's automatic. You don't have to actively breathe. So,
Yeah,
simplest thing you can do is have children.
I feel like at some point he realized, or God, the deity of God realized, oh, things are getting out of hand.
The deity of God.
Well, it can't be so bad. And then it's just a case of it just keeps getting worse and he doesn't know how to stop it.
Pretty sure he knows stop it.
I'm of the opinion of the belief that if there are gods or deities or whatever, or afterlife, I highly suspect like they have streaming service like Netflix or something. You can call it like Angel Flex or whatever it is, and it's just not TV shows, but it's just like live broadcast of what's happening in the world. You got your true crime, you got your comedy. You got your heartfelt stories. Puppy cams.
Puppy cams.
Home
What are
videos.
you?
Anyways, how are you doing? It's been a minute.
Has been a minute. I'm doing pretty good. Had the whole week off due to inclement weather. All praises to the Most High. Because I didn't want to go to work no way. So was a good time. It was supposed to just be Tuesday and maybe Wednesday. Boy, it was the whole week.
It's same. It was the same case for us. It was only supposed to be Tuesday, and then it was like, okay, we're not going back until Thursday. Thursday came around. I was like, okay, we're doing virtual today because people can't drive. And then Friday we're actually there, but I got the day off for reasons. So I also had a week off. So that was
I loved it, but apparently we go back tomorrow. Yeah, was a nice break.
It was.
You do anything specific or just hang out?
Well, we, so on Sunday we had some friends come in because they want, if it snowed, they wanted to come play in the snow. So we had some friends, they stayed over for a few days. We had a good old time, hung out, played some games. We played a not a new game, but we played a game called Keep Talking and No One Explodes. And essentially the premise is where one person has like the controller and they're looking at the screen, and then everyone else is playing, or the other people who are playing, they're reading a manual, but they can't look at the screen. So the person who's deactivating the bomb has to describe what they're seeing, and the people with manuals have to tell the person what to do. It was a good old time. It was fun, but it was very stressful. We watched some movies. We watched White House Down. It was a good film. It was a good time. We also watched, and this wasn't so much a good time. And I believe it was a Lifetime story, like one of those Lifetime original stories or whatnot, but it's based on a true story. But it's called, and you find on Hulu, it's called A Girl in the Basement. There are a few of the A Girl in the Blank titles, but this one's specifically A Girl in the Basement with an old white man and a girl behind a door. It's on Hulu if you want to check it out. It's based on a true story, but I highly cautious if you do check it out, be in a decent mental state because Lord have mercy. Was it there? Did it? Oh boy. By the end of it, I was like not okay for a good 30 minutes. It was terrible. Not like terrible in the sense of like the movie was bad, though I will say that you can kind of tell, even if it was made in 2021, it was a Lifetime movie, so the budget wasn't high, but it's terrible in the sense of what happens. It's
Right.
the
We just have to go watch it on our own.
yeah. But honestly, boy, watch it with your family, because you'll like the reactions. But it's really a movie in the sense of if you want to watch something to feel better about yourself and be like, well, it could be worse. And this is one of the, it's one of those movies. And what's even worse is that so they show the, again, it's based on a true story, but with these things, they have to dramatize some stuff. They had to, make it into a 2-hour film, so they had to modify some things. We looked up the facts of the actual story itself. Boy, the actual story is somehow objectively worse than what was shown in the movie. Like,
Yeah, that's usually how that goes.
but yeah, so that was a wild time. Just block that. Now that goes back to the block and from my memory door. But yeah, it was a good old time.
Well, that's good. I ain't do too much of that, but I've been playing Call of Duty all week. I done prestiged. Isn't it? During this double XP weekend, boy, I've been cooking.
Prestige cooking. Oh, also, I made a pot roast because I got a crock pot. Shout out to one of my teachers. I got a crock pot, so I made a pot roast. It turned out pretty good. Pretty good. I think I could modify, update it some stuff. But all in all, it turned out pretty good. We have made some bomb spaghetti with a friend. We used tomato paste. He's been using tomato paste, so he taught me how to use it, and it turned out pretty bomb.
Taught you how to use tomato paste.
Well, I mean, I usually use like sauce from the jar, but so he learned that. Made a lot of spaghetti. That was good. What else did we make? Gumbo. One of my friends made gumbo. That was delicious. Some of the best gumbo I've had. And all of this, well, especially after the pot roast, I've been thinking about it today that like Instagram reels, really, or really just I guess Instagram, but real Instagram reels, whatever you call it, really teaches me how to cook. You've taught me some things. I've learned some recipes from YouTube, but really Instagram and the internet really is teaching me how to cook. It's crazy.
How do you feel about this?
Honestly, I feel pretty good. I don't know, it's just nice to actually know how to cook a thing or two. Or if I see like a quick like one or 2 minute video on like Instagram or something, be able to replicate that given if they actually give the ingredients, or like the list of stuff in the thing. And then above and beyond that, being able to modify that to improve it in such a way. And by improve I mean like get a little seasoning up in there, but
I just went 10-7 on Call of Duty.
look at you go.
I'm playing Call. Boy, I went 22-10 yesterday with my sniper. Boy.
Oh,
Boy. Cooking.
You need to join the actual war.
Just relax. But yeah, using the internet to learn how to cook, that's what it's there for. Like, so I don't know if you know who Kevin Samuel is, but one of his things, one of the few things I disagree with him about was saying how women should have their own cookbook full of original recipes. Ain't no original recipes in the world no more. Mm-mm. All this stuff been passed down, remixed, remade. You go online and find a recipe.
A cookbook. I would suspect to say that an original recipe kind of falls under the same thing as like the depiction of an alien or like a type of story. Like, given how far we are in human civilization, like there are very, very few, if any, things that could be truly considered original. Because even if you were to like throw some stuff in a pot, or just combine a random mix of things, it's likely that something like that, or very similar to that, has been done before.
Right.
Though I will say, now that we're talking about it, and it's something I've been thinking about, is when, you know, civilization was first starting off, like the process of learning what was good and what was not good for you, like, oh...
That's crazy.
We can't eat raw meat because old Jimmy over there died.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That is what happened. But you know, somebody had to sacrifice.
You had a whole sacrifice.
What did I cook? Did I cook anything? I made some spaghetti too, actually.
You made spaghetti?
I know. Crazy. No, actually, I made that before I got out, because I made it the day I got off work. So what did I make? Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, I did a turkey breast and some green beans.
Oh, that sounds good.
I bought some stuff to do hamburger steak. And I got some potatoes.
Boy, Salisbury steak and some mashed potatoes. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Salisbury steak. Hamburger steak.
Whatever you want to call it.
Hamburger steak.
I was at the store earlier, and I was walking up one wild aisles, and I realized that because I have a crock pot now, I can make some little weenies or little smokies. Weenies. Little, I can make some little smokies. Shout out to Brian.
No, you was too happy. Why are you so happy about it?
That's funny. But yeah, I can make some little smokies. I need to talk to Brian about how to do that.
You put them in a crock pot with some barbecue sauce. You let them cook. Voila.
Maybe do some meatballs.
Meatballs in the crock pot would be good. Let them cook for about 30 minutes or so. Then add the barbecue sauce. Finish them off. Yes, sir.
It wasn't obvious to the listeners. I have not eaten dinner yet. So I'm hungry.
Baby shower food.
What else?
Oh, started back watching Attack on Titans. I ain't finished it yet, but you know, we'll finish it when we get there.
I still didn't watch the last episode. I recently started on Crunchyroll because I finished the second season of Jujutsu Kaisen, which is wild.
My students told me I need to watch it.
Yeah, you do. Wait, your students?
Yeah, they made me a list of animes to watch. Jujutsu Kaisen, One Punch, I already watched it. Hunter x Hunter, Attack on Titans, which I already started before they told me. What is that list? I forgot. Full Metal Alchemist,
Oh,
Brotherhood.
yeah, if you yeah, you gotta watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I need to rewatch
Oh,
it.
you watched it.
Yeah, it's honestly Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is like one of my favorites.
Death Note. There's a few of them on
Hunter
there.
X
My Hero,
Hunter
but I
is
already watched it.
Hunter X Hunter is really good. Though it, like the first few seasons are really good, like but at some point, like for one of the arcs specifically, the pacing gets a little bit weird, in the sense that at one point it feels like a little bit like it's dragging, but it's entertaining nonetheless. Like I'm pretty sure in the span of like 30 episodes, only 30 minutes canonically in the show time happens. It's like 30 episodes take place over like 30 minutes. It's a weird situation, but
That's almost a minute per episode taking place.
essentially, yeah, like an episode is basically a minute of like the in the anime world time. But I will say, like, in regards to like, the powers, and things like that, like it is pretty entertaining. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily an original concept. I'm sure it's been done before in some way or another, but like of like all animes I've seen, like it is a pretty like cool, ability system. Like it isn't just like punching, and the occasional beam.
Oh, God.
I don't know the name of the person on Instagram slash TikTok, but last episode we talked about the Cat Williams. Y'all talked about the Cat Williams interview, with Shannon Sharp, isn't it Shannon Sharp?
Yes, Chef.
Look at me remembering stuff. But yeah, y'all talked about that, and I saw an Instagram reel. Or TikTok series of a guy doing the Cat Williams, pretending to be Cat Williams, but he's making two different like animes and whatnot, and that was pretty funny. What else is really happening in the world? What else is happening? Well, honestly. Since the world, well, at least Louisiana froze over
What
the
a what? That was crazy.
past week. It's been
The
like,
U.K. was froze. I love it. Yeah, it's just gonna quiet. Stay in the house, eat soup, gumbo. It's been quiet out here. Stay warm. Bob is sleeping in sweatpants. I usually like my breeze.
Do I gotta start studying for comps?
How's that going?
It's going. It is going. I'll be glad when it's done. I don't have to worry about it anymore, but I gotta pass and things like that.
Right.
One thing at a time, getting things done. I will admit, and this is par for the course for me. But that I have been slacking a little bit. And not, well, not necessarily, I guess, and it is slacking or not being as productive or doing things as I should have been doing. At some point, I think it was yesterday, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, when you have those moments, you're like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? And the answer to that is honestly not much. And I could be doing, I need to be doing more.
Well, that's not how my what am I doing go.
Like, I was like, I'm really in a PhD program, and I'm still, it's somehow, even though I'm 3 years in and have a very important test coming up and a very important dissertation to work on, I'm still treating it like I'm an undergrad. I'm like, that's not, like, I need to get my head in the game.
What exactly does that mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Oh.
You're a PhD program, but you're treating it like an undergrad. What you mean?
In the sense of, like I'm not, like,
You say undergrads don't take school serious? Like,
no, not necessarily. In the sense, at least for my undergrad experience, at some point, it got to the point where, I mean, I was focusing in class, I was learning something, but it was kind of like, eh. You know, I was doing it, but I wasn't really, like, actively seeking out knowledge in that sense. You know, doing stuff late, not late, but, like, procrastinating and then trying to cram all my stuff in instead of spreading it out and being more proactive with my work. Which, for my PhD program, that's kind of sufficed. And, you know, I started off with learning more stuff, but now it's kind of, I got taken more of a back seat to all that. But specifically, because I was thinking, you know, how you see, like, the doctors or whatnot, or people in med school using things like Quizlet or whatnot. And so it's like, well, this person's going to be my doctor in the future. You know, actually,
you know, they have a Quizlet for doctors. It ain't like the one we use, but it's essentially Quizlet.
Yeah, and of course, using those sort of resources is fine. Looking up stuff is fine. I'm not knocking that. But, you know, at least for me, being more proactive about, like, learning different therapy styles and techniques and, like, and, you know, going, being proactive in my, improving my therapeutic knowledge, but also improving my professional knowledge and so on and so forth.
So how would you go about doing it?
Just being more proactive, and I keep saying proactive. Just actively working on stuff instead of being like, oh, I can just do that tomorrow. Yeah. Which seems like a very simple solution.
I mean, is it?
In saying it, yes. In doing it, it's gonna take a while to form that habit.
Do you have a while?
Yeah, actually, like, oh, okay, everything's kind of clicking in my brain now. That was a good question. Thank you for asking that. Like, I believe at some point, you know, just in the midst of everything, I lost it, or I forgot what it was. But due to recent events and reflecting a lot on my life, and I'm going to start up therapy again, for reasons. For more than just the main reason.
What am I saying? Off that. Wow. Okay. Do what you gotta do.
We can talk about that off air. But mm-hmm. Regards to the why question, you know, my purpose is to help other people, which seems like a very simple purpose, but like doing my best to give to others while also taking care of myself, but like helping other people with their struggles and things like that. And I, it's very vague, but doing that how I can, whether it be in therapy, with my own research, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or just being a good person. And in order to do that, in order to help others, like I should be helping others, not should be, but in order to help others in that capacity, I actually have to help myself and get myself through school and study for my comps and, you know, work my dissertation and build that therapeutic knowledge, all that stuff.
So basically, you don't know the material like you think you should.
Yeah.
That's
In
not
some.
exactly what you were saying, though. Like, that's different from what you were saying. You were saying like you don't take it serious and won't be able to help people. You still will. Like, even with a bachelor's, you can still help people. People don't care about the technical about it. They just want somebody to talk to most of the time. That's pretty much it. Give me somebody to talk to. Now, as far as like the treatment and the counseling and the medications to prescribe and the blah blah blah, sure. But most of the time, people just want somebody to talk to. Somebody who won't judge them, don't know them. Give me an hour. See you next week. If you let me pay for another 30 minutes, sure. But that's all most people want. And you can still do that. But like the stuff you're talking about, the technical part of it. Yeah, sure. I mean, you still got time to buckle down on it. At least you realize you don't know it like you think you should, which is a good realization because you know what you got to do. But what you were saying is different than what you ultimately just got to when we talked to them.
Yeah.
We're not beating this man with this gun. I couldn't even kill him. It was a teammate. But yeah.
Who said the podcast can't have some therapy?
Quit running. There we go. Well, yeah, I think as far as like the talking part, I think you do a good job. I mean, you know, you're personable. You're approachable. Some people seem to like you for some reason. But as far as the technicals, sure. I mean, do your thing. Get to it. But that's two different things.
You're right. Thank you for helping me come over with that distinction. Because
am I upside down?
The way I was thinking about it versus, you know, when we got versus what we got to, we just talked about, one is more realistic and than the other, and the one we got to is the more realistic one, and thus the more, like, one is more harsher but less realistic. Well, the other one is, it's realistic, and in that it's, you know, like there's nothing else to it. Like, it's not harsh. There's really nowhere, no rumination to happen on it. It's just that it is what it is. I gotta do what I gotta do. And I'm still
the word ruminate.
Help others.
Right.
Well, maybe you should check out this therapy stuff, because you doing all this while playing a game.
That's funny. Oh, I didn't tell y'all. Not till you and me. Maybe June.
And that's a few months away.
It is a few months away.
That's a lot of anticipation.
Well, y'all will forget.
Yeah, you're right. you're right. There's a lot that's going to happen between now and then.
Hopefully mostly good. But yeah, life's going to keep life.
Life is going to keep life. I heard that. Well, yeah. Well, that's nice. That was a good thing.
What else going on? Oh, you be playing Persona. What's it called? Persona Tactica?
Yeah, I've been playing the game that you got me.
Hey, people don't need to know that. I got an image to uphold here.
But yeah, it's going well. I'm almost done with it. Almost beat it. I started playing the DLC for it. But yeah, it's been a good time, honestly. They have a new Persona game coming out. Well, not a new one, but it's a remake of an older one that's coming out in February 4th, February 7th. So that's going to be exciting. I need to go ahead and pre-order that.
Yeah, threw the grenade back. What a savage.
Oof.
That's good. My friend be playing it. He said he liked it too. I still don't know what the game is actually about, but people who play it seem to like it.
Yeah, the story is kind of hard to sum up. But it's a good old time. I've also been playing the original Final Fantasy VII to get caught up for Final Fantasy, the second iteration in the new Final Fantasy VII series.
I was fast kill. That's embarrassing. Shout out to Wes. He just beat Kingdom Hearts on what's the hardest mode called? Ultra or something like that?
Critical.
What's the one before that?
Hard.
That must was critical. They said he beat it on the hardest one.
Well, that's cool. I don't think I've ever done that before. I don't think I have. Well, I think it depends on which one.
Well, that's cool. Kingdom Hearts is a good game.
You know what? It is. And yet, this is the longest we've gone, like, aka base, like, 4 or 5 years now, without a new installment in the series. So that's fun, and it's been very, the well of news has been very dry.
I mean, you know, it can't go on forever.
Oh no, it's still going. It's still going. But he's like, really, let's give it some time. The next one that's going to come out is a new mobile game that's kind of like Pokemon Go-esque, which is going to be interesting, to say the least. But eventually, we'll get 4. Eventually.
Well, don't hold your breath, I guess.
People are speculating, because we only have one trailer to work off of, but people are speculating now that we're in like a new, essentially a new arc. You know how animes have like different arcs and whatnot. We're essentially a new arc in the Kingdom Hearts franchise, because that's where we're at right now with the story. But people are speculating that because we're in like a more realistic setting, we will get more realistic esque worlds. So like Star Wars is like the next big like speculation that we're gonna get a Star Wars world, because Star Wars is now owned by Disney. We might even get like a superhero world.
That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe like even an Iron Man or Avengers. That'd be pretty interesting. That would be.
Oh, sure. A lot of stuff have changed since like Kingdom Hearts just came out. Ain't it? Disney got Marvel now, Star Wars, yeah.
Like the last Kingdom Hearts 3, they had a lot of Pixar titles in there as well. So like Toy Story, is Frozen Pixar? No, Frozen's Disney. Well, I mean,
Disney owned Pixar.
Pixar is Disney now, so it doesn't matter. But what were the worlds? Toy Story.
I remember.
Frozen.
Aladdin.
Aladdin was in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
I'm just talking overall. Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean has been a pretty consistent one, especially in 3. They did a pretty cool with that world in 3. Man, there is so much discourse. Not discourse. I mean, there was a lot of discourse around three. But one of the main arguments that people would try to come up with against three, and don't get me wrong, it's definitely not without its flaws, but all in all, it's a pretty good game. But one of the things is that in like almost every other title, or at least for like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, on Kingdom Hearts 2, you would go to a world, like one of the Disney worlds, and then, you know, there's a big story event that happened, and you would revisit all the Disney worlds, right? One of the arguments people try to make against Kingdom Hearts 3 is that that didn't happen. You would only visit the world once, and then you wouldn't go, there wouldn't be any reason to go back to it unless you're trying to like find treasure chests and whatnot. But what people fail to realize, and it just clicked in my brain too, is that in the first one, you only went there once, and you were there for a while. You explore everything, and then you left, with the exception of like one or two places. And three particularly, the size of the worlds themselves equated to like two or three of the worlds, like not only in like the time, but also like just the size and the scope of it. Equated to like two or three of the worlds in Kingdom Hearts 2. Like just map size and whatnot. Like you can get lost in those worlds for hours. In some cases, you just generally get lost. Like I remember a few times just getting lost.
Yeah, that's true. Getting stuck. Like I said, I've just been playing Call of Duty pretty much, 2K. Spider-Man. I'm almost done with Spider-Man. I'm close to platinum in it. That's gonna be the first game I ever played. I think I got like 80% left. I mean 20% left. I'm 80% done.
Well, that's nice.
Did you play the new Spider-Man?
No, I haven't played any of the Spider-Mans.
That's surprising. Well, I think that's pretty much it for me. You got anything else?
No, I don't think I have anything else, honestly. I know today was, I know we haven't recorded in a while, and today was more of a relaxed episode, but you know, again, the world, at least for us, essentially froze.
I was at the house chilling. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
So,
all
right.
Well, I want to thank y'all for listening to another exciting, if not chill, episode of the Darius Native Podcast. Today we just really recapped on life. We talked about cooking from Instagram. We talked about some Instagram recipes. Just talked about life, how things were going, the freeze. We did a little therapy. Y'all got to witness a little bit of that, so that was fun. And yeah. You can find us on Anchor App, Spotify, Breaker Radio, Public Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or where else you find your podcast. I don't know what you do with your life. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, go ahead and give us those nice comments. Nothing less will do. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, go ahead and give us those 5 stars. Kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. Nothing less will do. If you give us less, I hope that your plants that you love freeze. Next time we have a freeze. Follow our Facebook page at Donnell Joshua. That's Donnell space Joshua. We'll be posting on there if you know Zuckerberg, the lizard man himself would have it. You can also follow our Twitter page at Dare Dave Podcast, DARDAVPODCAST. Our Cash App's around there. Give us money. We want an Emmy.
Shout out to all the people who got an Emmy. Shout out
to Quinta. Oh.
After Quinta.
Boy,
That's
Quinta
what we're forgetting.
getting that Golden Globe and being the second black woman, and 40 past, second black woman to get that award,
43.
43 years. Boy, shout out to her. Shout out to what's her name? From the Bear. Ayo, from the Bear, who won her awards and her who won many awards, rightfully so. She's an
I'm
amazing
gonna start this show
actress.
soon.
The Bear is so good.
Oh, yeah, you do watch it.
Yeah, boy, it's so good. Who else got their flowers?
Speaking of therapy, boy, this just remember, since we're talking about shows and Emmys, me and my friends talking about shows to watch. So I had called her, just to say what's up. Well, we ended up talking for over 2 hours. Just about random different stuff that's going on in life. So yeah, check on your friends. You never know, they might need somebody to talk to. They just don't want to reach out or don't know to reach out. So check on your people.
Check on your people.
All right, that's it for me. Yeah, give us 5 stars. We want the Emmy. Shout out to Quinta. Shout out to all the blacks who won. The Emmys be for black people. Everybody else except the Grammys, they don't even be rocking with black people. But the Emmys, man, they gonna give a few out.
Shout out to another one, Divine Joy Randolph, who won. What did she win for? She won for the Holdovers, which I haven't seen, but she's also been in things like The Idol. She was the detective in Only Murders in the Building. Amazing.
Oh, yes. I like her.
Yeah, but shout out to all them. It was a nice day.
I saw a clip from Color Purple with what's her name? Danielle, I think, who played Tasty on Orange is the New Black. Why she flying from that clip I seen, she killed it. I don't want to watch the movie because it's a musical and I hate those. But yeah. Anyway, 5 stars, good comments. Bye.
Bye.